Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
The Truth and Reconciliation Camp is a three-week camp that helps kids with literacy, leadership, and understand truth and reconciliation. For many kids in the camp, it's their first time learning about residential schools. I talked to Ryan Evans, a 13-year-old in the camp, to see how he feels about what he's learned so far.
We learned a lot about residential schools, like some people, their experiences, and we had elders come in and stuff, tell us about their experience.
Is that something that you've ever been talked to about before?
No, my parents never really mentioned it. I'm pretty sure my grandparents might have been involved with that, and even their grandparents, so.
Do you think it's important for you to learn about it?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if I should actually ask them and ask her about their experience or if they ever been involved.
Camp administrator Shanae speaks about what it's been like teaching the kids using a graphic novel that follows an Aboriginal man who finds healing through his traditions.
One of the most heartening parts of this process so far has been walking through that graphic novel, even if it's just to see them engaged, not necessarily with the content, but with reading and literacy. Graphic novels are a new medium that's just being accepted and accepted as an art form instead of being written off as something silly like a comic book. And comic books are an art form in themselves too. But I think that throughout, you know, when we're doing our concluding discussion about what we read, I think I just saw a lot of lights go on and understanding, you know, what that might mean and being able to talk about it together. And we're going to work, now that we've handled the heavy stuff, we're going to work more on the empowerment end of things. So, you know, it is hard content, but hopefully we're able to tie things up in such a way that they feel as though that they feel a little bit more solid in their identities, that they have a better grasp and understanding of what's going on and can move forward and feel empowered and confident and like they have the tools to succeed.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.